This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dave, approved contractors were named last week for round five of the government's food box program. Your thoughts?
My guess is that the food box program will continue. My guess is that there will be other government buying while we're in this pandemic. But the initial news was lackluster, and markets definitely felt a little bit of weakness because of that, at least the cheese market. Bottom line, though, Lee, is you're in a pandemic. The government's going to be buying one way or another. And I think that means supportive prices for now. We still have a lot of milk out there, and there's a lot of reasons that you could point to bearish markets. I'm just not there yet.
Lots of questions and few answers as this new administration and a new agriculture secretary take over the reins. StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
We had, in the first year, there were over 50 different aspects of projects funded across the three campuses. A lot of fun. And some of them took advantage of the chaos of 2020 and were able to be projects that utilized data that was already available or studies that were going on. Collaboration with Dr. Matt Ruark and Discovery Farms using data that's already there that have valuable answers nested within that data set. Both foster a collaboration between the university and external partners, but also allows progress to be made in what was definitely a chaotic year for hands-on research. So some of those projects are going really well. We've also had some projects that continue. We have some interesting economic projects that are going on, looking at supply chain, and then some really exciting work, even in the clinical nutrition side, dairy and whey-based products as anti-hypertensive or anti-obesity nutrients. So that's really exciting work across several of the campuses.
Comments from Dr. Heather White from the Wisconsin-based Dairy Innovation Hub.
Wednesday.
Because with the capital expenditures of a new building, you know, retrofitting can really be cost effective.
Yes, so I think the retrofitting expansion barns, because we generally lack the opportunity for natural ventilation, we have to rely on mechanical ventilation. But the idea of adding some flap duct ventilation bags with a couple fans is extremely cost effective for ventilating an old stanchion barn into a calf space. And then the other thing is, I look at our positive pressure flap duct ventilation bags as our inlets. That's how we bring fresh air into the barn. But again, ventilation is about getting fresh air in and getting dirty air out. So then we look at the exhaust component of stanchion barns. And just as important as it is to bring the fresh air in, we have to get the dirty air out.
Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Thursday.
Ken, you're optimistic that science will have more influence when making policy decisions with the next administration?
I certainly think so, because all the indications so far is that there's really a strong commitment to science. You know, it's very early on, but one of the things that's interesting is that President Biden has moved the Office of Science and Technology that located in the White House actually to a cabinet level position, and they have a geneticist that's heading up that area. So as a person trained in genetics myself, well, that sounds good to have some of that expertise in there. He was one of the lead people in the Human Genome Project, and we're pleased, looking forward to it. Still will take some time to get everything in place, but we're optimistic relative to it. They've got a strong commitment to using, supporting science and using science in making policy decisions.
More next time with Dr. Ken Olson from the American Dairy Science Association. If you'd like to find out more information about ADSA, simply go to adsa.org.
Friday.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about some of the stressors in the close-up pen for dry cows. This data, it comes from The Ohio State University, from the Veterinary College, and was presented at the 2020 American Dairy Science Association annual meetings held back here in June. We know close-up cows are certainly a critical phase in the dairy cycle for cows. We want them to complete a successful transition program. We have lots of guidelines to think about. Most producers don't like to hear this because it's very convenient to do both things at the same time when they're handling animals, but certainly you have to consider that as being another factor on animal health here. And it looks like the 28-21 day could be quite successful. Depending on your facilities, you could probably change those days slightly, but at least 3 or 4 days between both events.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.